Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, I'm so glad you joined me today. And if it's at 10:15 at night, I'm so glad you got into connecting with me before you fall asleep. And I just bless your sleep to be a sweet sleep, a sleep where Holy Spirit can really talk with you. That's why we sleep, folks. We don't give him a moment of time in our day. I mean, that mind is just going woo, woo, woo. And see, the mind is part of the flesh. So we don't really get to talk to him until we go down on our pillow and fall asleep. And then he can minister to us. I know it sounds strange. It really does. But he wants us to know that in these last days, those of us who truly trust him know he's a good God. He truly is. He's a good God. And prayer is the powerful connection between our needs and our God. He is always more than enough. Remember what Darren said, God has more provision than you have need. Remember that. And our God is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the God of more than enough, oh, to supply every need that we have. It is so important that we have him in every thought, in everything we do, in Jesus' name. Well, I have a call here. I think I can guess who it is. Hello?
Oh, this is John from Loveland.
Well, of course. Hello. I knew it was John. Yes, hi, good morning. Or it's not good morning anymore, it's good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Well, I was working on that verse, Matthew 5:16,
mm-hmm.
The memory verse.
Yes.
And I was trying to get all of it in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works,
mm-hmm.
and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Yes. What does that mean to you, John?
Well, it means that what I've been doing is similar to what it says to ask people if they would like to hear some verses or a verse, and not to push it, but if they say no, just walk away and not bother them.
That's right.
But if they say yes,
then you,
some, if they say yes.
That's right. And then you testify and minister to them. That's just like a call I got this morning, and I was able to minister to this precious friend. And so we go out. Now, where is the light? Where is the light in Matthew 5?
In Matthew 5?
Where is the light that Jesus is talking about? It's in you.
Jesus,
absolutely. It's in you. So you're the light inside of you shines forth.
Sometimes I get scared, and when I listen to the radio program, I think, boy, Kimberly never makes a mistake.
Oh, and she would admit she does, but she gives God all the glory, and she walks with him. Now, when you get scared, sometimes, John, it's Holy Spirit saying, don't talk to that one. I'll have a person for you to talk to. But when we get especially scared or skittish, that might be Holy Spirit saying, just wait, John, not today or not tomorrow. Just wait until that person is open, because a lot of times we want to speak to someone, but they're not open to the gospel. So we got to wait till Holy Spirit nudges us and tells us, okay, now it's time to tell them that they serve a good God or that God loves them. And that's an entrance into your testimony. You can tell people, I just want you to know that God loves you. And if they spit at you, or if they say, I don't want to hear about God, then you know, okay, all right, another time. But we should not be afraid to tell people about God. We should not. So I'm glad you're, yes. I'm glad you're listening to the Lord, John.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's something that, to say that God loves you to that person.
Yes. That's right. Because he's a God of love. He's a good God. And right. Most people just know him as a swear word. They do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we need to tell them that the God we serve is a wonderful God. Yes.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling, John. Appreciate you.
Okay. I'll let you get to your program, and I'll get off the air.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, it's always good. It's always good to hear from him. Today, I had so many letters from you. I went to the post office and so many encouraging words. And I hope that's what I'm doing for you every day on the air and what we do on Friday show. Because I want you to know that God, as John was saying, God is a good God. He is an absolutely good God. And we serve him because not only because he's a good God, but look what he's done for us. As I was telling John, I was talking to a relative of mine, and most of the relatives through the years, they thought I was a real quack because I was so different, and they were involved in worldly things, as your relatives, most of your relatives are. Their five senses go toward everything in this world, and they aren't centered in on God, who is our wonderful good God. And so finally, some of my relatives, see, when we get older, we don't get useless. We don't. God puts me on a shelf. No. Sometimes in our 70s and 80s is the appropriate time. This is the time for you to witness, because your relatives are growing old with you. And today I talked to a relative who is getting older, and she has kind of ignored God all these years. And all of a sudden she's saying, Barbara, I need help. I'm in big trouble. And I think of Psalm 46, verse 10. Excuse me, I'm thinking of the references. Psalm 46, verse 1, it says that you are my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And she's in trouble right now. But as I talked to her, and I talked to her for about an hour and a half, and it was so good to talk to her, because actually I led her. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Have you actually prayed, Lord Jesus, forgive my sins? I want to make you Savior and Lord of my life. And she said, I said, have you ever said that? And she said, no, I never have. Oh, what an opportunity, friend, to lead her through that sinner's prayer. And I'm just so grateful that I could do that, even when she's in trouble. And so we talked and released all kinds of things and cast out all kinds of things. And we spoke against that spirit of fear, because that's a biggie. I'm going to talk about that today. That's a biggie. And we've got to come against that and cast that spirit of fear out of our lives. When we feel like we're scared or we're cringing over something, Lord, I want your joy. I want your peace. I want your righteousness. I will not have fear in my life any longer. So fear, I cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. And out he goes. Because when you submit to God and you resist the devil, he will flee. Praise the Lord. So, oh, I'm so grateful that we have the opportunity as we get older to talk to our friends and relatives who are also getting older, and they have a reservation with God. They absolutely do. And you can talk to them. You know, you're not getting any younger. And one of these days, you're going to have to decide whether you're going to serve the devil and go to hell, or if you're going to serve God and go to heaven with your friends and relatives who know him. Because there's only two choices. only two choices. That's it. Either God or the devil. And boy, he's taken us out of that kingdom of darkness and brought us into that wonderful light that John was talking about in Matthew 5:16. Thank you so much, John, for memorizing. It's wonderful to memorize. Well, we have a meeting coming up on Saturday, and it's our monthly Call to Freedom meeting. If you'd like to enjoy a brunch with us, call me at 1-877-917-7256, and Jimmy will give you that number again at the end of the program. And the meeting starts at 11 o'clock. We usually go to the restaurant about 9:45, so we can have a wonderful hour of fellowship and eating that delicious food. So just remember that and call me at 1-877-917-7256 and give me your name and address and phone number if you can. It helps so much. We're just going to have a great time of fellowship. No matter what the number, we're going to have wonderful fellowship. So I encourage you to come and enjoy that time with us. We have so much fun. Such a great relationship between people that have been together for a while. And some of my friends, we've been together for 20, 25 years, and it's just such a blessing. I was looking for a memory verse for this week, and Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2 comes up. It's wonderful. I'm reading through Isaiah. I hope you're reading through Isaiah. If you need a Bible guide, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on resources, I believe. If it's not resources, it's in teaching. And that Bible guide you can download. Download any month you want to. Thank you so much, Chris, for putting that up for us. And it goes through the Bible in a year. You need that. You need that encouragement. You need that growing in God from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So three chapters in the old every day and two chapters in the, or one chapter in the new. And that gets me through the Bible in a year. And this is my 50th year. And I'll tell you, folks, if I didn't have that, I would be crushed. I would be defeated. I would be going back and forth. But I'm steadfast and sure. I know that verse in Galatians 5:1, and I'm so grateful that we chose that verse as our memory verse. Oh, it was for freedom that Jesus set you free. So stand firm and be no longer subject to a yoke of slavery, back and forth like the wind and the waves of the sea. No more. Oh, it's so good. So I'm going back to Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2. Then a shoot will spring forth from the stem of Jesse. Who is this shoot? It's Jesus. He came from Judah, from the tribe of Judah, and Jesse is that tribe of Judah. He will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. When Jesus was here on this earth, he repeated Isaiah 11, 2 in Luke 4, verse 18. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of strength, the spirit of revelation knowledge, and the spirit of fear of the Lord. Now, friend, you can always call on those spirits to come and be with you, that you can understand what you're reading, or that you can have the wisdom of God in making these vital decisions that we have to make nowadays. In the Passion Translation, Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2 says, the cut off stump of Jesse will sprout. It's a little sprout out of dry land. Here comes Jesus when Israel was being tossed back and forth, being oppressed by Romans. I mean, here comes Jesus. He's a little sprout in the dry ground, and a fruitful branch will grow from his roots. The Spirit of Yahweh will rest upon him. See, that same Spirit is resting upon you today if you have made Jesus your Savior and Lord. The Spirit of extraordinary wisdom, the Spirit of perfect understanding, the Spirit of counsel, and the Spirit of mighty power, the Spirit of revelation knowledge. That's knowledge that you only get from Holy Spirit, and the spirit of fear of Yahweh. That fear is not a cringing fear. That fear is not a debilitating fear, a paralyzing fear. No, it isn't. It's an awesome, wonderful reverence of God. That's the fear that we need to be really reverent towards our God, Almighty God. Don't take him for granted, friend. And verse 3 of Isaiah 11 says, he will find his delight in living by the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's reverence for God. He will neither judge by appearance nor make his decisions based on rumors. You're listening to a lot of rumors every day, especially if you go to social media. You're listening to a lot of what-ifs. And some, I think, they say 90% of the what-ifs never come true. They never come true. So what if it happens? It won't come true unless it is in the Word of God. Verse 4 says, with righteousness he will uphold justice for the poor and defend the lowly of the earth. His words will be like a scepter of power that conquers the world, and with his breath he will slay the lawless ones. We see that in Revelation 19, that his breath is a sword that goes forth and slays the wicked. Oh, it's going to be so exciting. Oh, I want a front row seat. I want a front row seat. Oh, and righteousness will be his warrior's sash and faithfulness his belt. Christ will subdue all things as he did on the cross. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh, he is so good. He is a good God. It's okay if you say that during the day. Oh, God, you are such a good God. You have met every one of my needs. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. I so enjoyed Kimberly's teaching last Wednesday and Thursday. And she took it from the scripture in James 1, verse 2. Count it all joy. And I've had a different, I've thought of it differently than she taught it, and I'm so glad she taught that, because account it all joy. Count is an accountant's terms, and it means really the credits and the debits that we live by on this earth. You may not know what credits mean, you may not know what debits mean, but credits mean everything that comes into your account. It comes into you, it's income, and debits are all the things you owe, debt. Okay. And so God is saying, folks, count it all joy. All the credits, all the debits, everything that you think is bad, God is going to work all together for his good. Oh, I enjoyed that teaching so much, because I have been a bookkeeper for all these years, probably, let's see, 45 years. I've been a bookkeeper. And not only at John Wells Music Center, but in Darren in Denver. And I don't care to be a bookkeeper. truth, that is not one of my favorite things to do. And why I was concentrating on the spirit of fear last week on the air is because I was oppressed by that spirit for years. I'd get to the books and I'd start thinking, oh, what if we can't make it this month? Oh, what if we're in the red? What if the bank comes in and takes us and takes all our pianos? What if? See, those what ifs get us into trouble. They really do, because that's in the future. So I was concentrating on that fear. Oh, not being able to pay the bills, fear of not having enough to buy groceries, fear of the IRS finding something in my records to come after me, not paying enough on the FICA, not paying enough to the employees, fear of not loving my growing children enough, my daughters who were growing up in front of my eyes. Oh, Lord, I want to spend more time with them, and I can't. There was fear there. Oh, and when we were on the road, there was always that fear of not getting to the church or the auditorium on time. And Kimberly and Dana will tell you, there were times when the auditorium was full and we were coming in late and we had to set up all the equipment in front of them on the platform. But you know what? We got to minister to that crowd even when we were late. So, oh, Lord, I just release all of this personal responsibility to you. Wow, fear always seemed to hound me. And after all those years, I know that most of you I'm talking to, most of you listening, you have some kind of fear coming after you. You do. You have some fear that you're dealing with, and we're going to bind that sucker away from you and your family. Fear does not belong in the household of God. And so I gave my relative this morning that scripture in 2 Timothy. Don't take it for granted when someone comes to you and you can see they're agitated, they're anxious, they're fearful. I got a scripture for you. And I told her today, I want you to go on your phone and find 2 Timothy 1-7. And say that over and over again today. When you leave your room, when you go out into your car, and I want you to remember that. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Just don't say that with your head. Believe that in your heart. So now you can say that with me. God, you haven't given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Oh, one of the definitions of fear is a painful condition with expectations of something happening or going to happen, anxious thoughts of impending danger. When you allow fear to grip your heart, you may speak words contrary to the Word of God. When we speak words that are contrary to the Word of God, we're releasing a force which can change the atmosphere around us in a very negative way. Fear is expecting the devil to move. And if you're quivering in your emotions, he will move right in and make his home in your emotions. Cast that spirit of fear out of your life in Jesus' name, my friends. Oh, it's so important. Even Jesus said to the Pharisees in John 8, verse 44, "You are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Anyone who belongs to God listens gladly to the words of God, but you don't listen because you don't belong to God." What serious, dangerous stuff that is. And I want you to know God will always take care of you, my friend. He always will. He knows where you are every moment of the day. And I had to tell that relative of mine today over and over, God loves you. He knows where you are. He's going to take care of you every moment of your day. I want you to say that and say, "Well, I don't feel like it." Well, you know what Darren said, feeling and symptoms are liars. God's word is truth. So I'm just going to tell you, you say 2 Timothy 1:7 every day, over and over, because he knows where we are. He does, friend. And God says, "I've never been out of your care." And we say that of God. You've never been out of our care. God bless you, Dallas Home, as you sing this song.
The eyes of God are upon me. He sees everything I do. The arms of God are around me. They keep me safe and secure, and he knows where I am every hour of every day. He knows each thought I think, he knows each word that I might say. And although there were times I stepped out of been out of his care, this changing world allows me with war, with sin, with strife. But my loving Father, he charms me with joy, with peace, and with light. And he knows where I am every hour of every day. He knows each thought I think, each word that I might say. And although there were times I stepped out
song. I love that song. God bless you, Dallas Holm. I was listening to him just the other day, and his wife died a year ago in January, so it's been a year and a half. So he's been without that wonderful woman that supported him all those years, and he's gotten older, and he's not singing like he used to. But that's part of aging, and now we can look forward to God and heaven and everything that's glorious and beautiful. Oh, friends, I'm looking forward to being with you in those glorious moments of God forever and ever, and I want you to join. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, oh, I encourage you. I ask God to put in your heart a desire and a hunger for him, because this world is getting harder and harder to live in. It really is. Lots of evil, murder, killings. You don't know when your day is coming. But know that if you accept Jesus Christ today as your Savior and Lord, you have an eternity to go to. You have a home that Jesus has built for you. It's actually exactly the way you dreamed it to be. I'm excited for you. I really am. We've got to look at the wonderful days ahead instead of disappointments and discouragement as wonderful joy and peace and righteousness in Jesus Christ. I've got more to talk to you about that fear. You need to get rid of it. You really do. It's going to only do you harm. So we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. God bless you and keep you, and pray that you will be able to stand steadfast in him without that spirit of fear, in righteousness, peace, and joy, fully confident that God is able to keep you no matter what. I love you. God bless you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.